preceding announcement is paid for by two best friends.
It's the two best friends. Johnny, what's up, man?
Just, you know, trying to get stuff done, man. How about you?
Well, you know, it's another good week, another great week to be alive. You know what I did this week?
What's that?
Well, more specifically, this past weekend, I did the Kiki Challenge.
You did the Kiki Challenge?
Yeah, it's all the rage, man. It's I don't know, man. We put on a podcast every single week, and if we could get just one of our episodes to go viral, like the Kiki Challenge, yo, man, I'd be happy.
Hold on. So this stupid thing that's going on over the internet where these 14-year-olds are getting out of their cars and dancing while mom drives off and leaves them in the wind, you actually went ahead and did that?
Actually, no, I did not do that. But I spent all Saturday watching a bunch of idiots do it. And, you know, I think they range from people letting their kids dance in the side of the road to people actually getting hit by cars.
Wait, somebody got hit by a car?
Listen to this.
Hey! Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never wanna leave.
This is it.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Listen, the first time
clocked.
I saw that, man, I thought that kid was dead.
Oh my gosh.
Whew. Yeah, now, it's the internet, man. I don't know how real this is, but if you Google Kiki Challenge fail, there's no way this thing is not going to come up. This guy gets nailed by a car. He gets out of a moving car. This is what you learned in elementary school. Put your seatbelt on. Keep your hands inside the windows. This moron gets out of the car, starts dancing, and gets nailed head on.
Oh my gosh. That was epic. That was epic.
Yeah, I think that was Declan, actually.
Rest in peace, buddy.
Hey man, it's summertime. Yeah, for those of you listening to the podcast, what does summertime bring for most people? Fun in the sun,
vacation
time.
Yeah, vacation time.
A little
time.
Rest and relaxation from their everyday, you know, activities. Yeah. I'll tell you what it brings in this house, man.
What's that?
The American cockroach.
Oh, dude, I swear. Every now and then, you know, I'll just lift up a shoe or I'll move something and you'll see one of those little suckers just running around, just confused, like doesn't even know where to go. But he's bugging the heck out of me.
Well, listen to this, man. When I got into the studio today, you were already upstairs. On the way up, there is a roach just chilling on the sink, man, like a grown man, like waiting to get breakfast.
You know, I've seen those too. Like, I never understood. Like, you can just, if you wanted to, you could take like a straw and just mess with their legs. And like, you know, they'll try to fight you, man, but they can't move because they're on their back. Like, why do they do that?
Well, the thing is, man, if they're on their back, they're dead, right? Dude, you got to be concerned about, the one that leaves droppings. Because, you know, if he's droppings, you know he has a food source. And if he has a food source, he's not going anywhere.
That's true. That's true, man.
So I'll tell you what, man. I hate those things, but I love killing those things. I'm going to go down there right now and kill it.
Ooh. Hold on, man. You want to go downstairs and report live on the murder of a cockroach?
Yeah, why not, man? We need content for this show. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to kill this thing. I'm going to bring my mic. hey, why not?
A little extermination.
Let's do a little Channel 2 Action News, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's
do it.
My mic. All right, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. Go for it. Try again, man. Try again.
Hold on. All right. I'm heading downstairs.
Okay.
All right. Let's.
All right. Looks like he's going down the stairs.
Oh my God. This is Jay reporting for Channel 2 Action News. I am down in the kitchen. Johnny, can you hear me?
Jay, you're coming in a little funny, man. Can you try that one more time?
This is Jay reporting from the Kitchen Central. I do see a roach. It is the size of a small dog.
Yeah, man. Actually, I heard you the first time, man. I just wanted to see if you would do that again.
Dude, I know you can't see this right now, man, but this thing is the size of a freaking like gerbil, man. Like, all right, man, here's the thing, man. And let me, I feel like the freaking crocodile hunter. Here's the thing about these things, man. It is on the side of the sink right now. I guess where it tries to get some water. But the thing is, man, I can't really sneak up on it because, yeah, man, those things have those antenna, and they could sense me coming from all kinds of directions, man.
So what do you think the game plan is?
Well, here's what I'm going to do, man. I am going to get my shoe. I'm just going to sneak up on it. And the key is, man, you got to be careful, man, because when these things are in mating season, yo, man, sometimes these things just take off and fly. All right, man, I am about 3 feet away from it. And for those of you listening, you got to nail it in one shot. You got to nail it in one shot because if you miss, these are some of the fastest insects on the planet. All right. You ready, man? Make sure you turn your mic up, man. I want you to hear this. 3, 2, 1. Got it.
dude, how would you explain it, man? Are there just guts everywhere?
Oh, my God, dude. I haven't turned my shoe over. I'm afraid to. Hold on, man. Let me squish this a little more just to make sure this freaking thing's dead. All right. Here we go. Dude. It is not under my shoe. It is
dude,
not under
run,
my shoe.
Man. What are you
it
doing? Not,
dude,
run.
I am coming upstairs. Holy crap.
Dude. Dude, I can't believe I can't believe you missed that roach. How did you miss that roach?
First of all, man, I never miss those things. I never miss those things, man. I don't know, man. I hope I got it, dude, because I thought I saw guts fly up, but I lift my shoe up, man. Nothing was there. What the hell? I don't know, man. I guess I'm just tired, man.
Yeah, man. If you missed a roach, man, because those suckers are huge. Huge.
Huge.
Yo, man.
Man, I was up late last night, man. I'm just off my game.
Yeah.
I was watching the Yankees get swept by the Red Sox last night, man. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. They walked them off, man. I'm not feeling good today.
Wow, man. Yo, man, how'd that whole series shake out?
You know what, man? Not too good. Not too good at all. You played Little League, right? Like, growing up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you remember, like, fundamentals? Like, you know, how to get a runner out in a rundown? You know, how to throw, how to catch? You remember all that?
Yeah, man. Were they just not doing any of those things?
No, they weren't doing any of that. But, okay. As we're recording this podcast right now, they're actually winning 7-0 in Chicago. So,
okay, gotcha, man.
But I would go downstairs and actually turn the TV on, but there's a freaking roach down there on the loose.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what, dude. It seems like this roach has you super rattled. So I'll tell you what, man. Why don't we just end it here, man? We'll just move on to the next segment, man. How's that?
Yeah, man. That's probably a good idea, man. Let's.
Dude, the roach is on your shoulder. Oh, my God. What the? Dude, how did that? Look at your shoulder.
Man, I am not going to do a show up here if that roach is still around.
Dude, just relax, man. So relax.
Did you get it? Because I don't know how it got upstairs. What the hell?
Dude, look. I don't see it. We've looked everywhere. I don't know, man. Maybe he went back downstairs. I don't know. But he is not here. We have double and triple checked. He is not here.
Being scared the crap out of me, man.
Dude, you and me both.
I mean, again, man, I'm not afraid of those things, but when the thing crawls up on your shoulder out of nowhere.
But dude, man, look, he's gone, man. Let's just move on, man. Let's just keep going with the show and we'll yeah, man. So what's the next what's the next
segment?
Well,
you know, we haven't done one of the Johnny financial segments in a while.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, yeah, you man. Because I've got a topic that we could talk about.
Right, let's get right into it, man. What are we talking today?
Well, you know, right now one of the biggest deficits that we have in this country is student loan debt.
It's an epidemic, man.
Let me ask you a question. When you were in college, did you ever take out any student loan debt?
Yeah, I had some, man. I just literally finished paying it off like maybe a year and a half ago.
Wow. So you're done. You've pretty much paid it off.
Yeah, man, after a decade and a half.
Yeah. Well, dude, I'll tell you, man, you're lucky, man, because there's a lot of others out there that they're not even close. Right now, one of the biggest epidemics that's plaguing this country is student loan debt. We're currently up to $1.4 trillion, trillion with a T, in student loan debt. And so what's happening right now is because there's so many, you know, 35 and unders out there, or probably even a little bit older, with student loan debt, there's some people that, you know, they see this as a mountain that they're never going to be able to overcome, and basically, you know, something they'll never be able to hurdle. With that, what's happening is there's scammers that are coming out onto the market, and I don't know where they're getting these phone lists from, but basically they're obtaining phone lists of people with outstanding student loan debt. And what they're doing is they're giving them a call, posing as refinance companies like SoFi, like, you know, several others that are out there.
Oh, that is so dirty, man.
And they're calling these students, or they're calling these people, and they're saying, hey, you know, we know that you got a mountain of student loan debt, but, you know, we can help you. We can help you. We can refinance, and we can get you a better interest rate, all the way as far as, hey, we can get you qualified for loan forgiveness. And Jay, let me ask you a question. If you got $150,000, $100,000, $50,000 in student loan debt, and someone calls you and tells you that they can help you get loan forgiveness, are your ears not going to perk up?
Yeah. I mean, as much as my radar would go off and say, hey, man, this doesn't sound right, if you're not my mom calling me and telling me that you're going to pay off my student loans, yo, man, my radar is going to go up. But at the same time, I'm going to want to believe that that's the case. And I may go along with it. Who knows?
Basically, kind of like what you said, though everyone doesn't fall for it, there's a good percentage of the population that are taking these calls. And basically what's happening is the scammers are convincing them that, hey, we can either help you get your rate down, or we can help you, you know, go into student loan forgiveness. And what they're doing is they're basically telling these people, hey, what you want to do is we're going to do all the paperwork. And what you want to do starting next month is start sending your student loan payments to X company at Y address, or send it to X account at Y address. And what's then happening is obviously the criminals are ripping off the people. But at the same time, now they're getting even more behind on their student loan payments, to the point now that they're having to default on their student loans. They're having to file bankruptcy. And, you know, this money that they're paying into, they're basically paying it to scammers.
Well, isn't it crazy, man, that like someone could finish up getting like a law degree or a medical degree or whatever, man, and they spend all this money to get it. And with all that knowledge and the fact that they maybe have a master's degree and a PhD, and they still get scammed by some guy named Eddie, who's sitting in the back of his garage, just collecting payments from students all over the country. That's insane, man, that people actually fall for it, but people do.
Yeah, man. It's like I said, it's a rising epidemic that is not talked about very often. And the reason, you know, we're doing this segment today is basically to put a call of action out there and pretty much say, hey, look, you know, if you have student loans, you know, there are reputable companies that you can talk to refinance. Again, just go out, do your research. They are out there. You know, they can probably get you into a much better interest rate than what you're currently paying. However, if anyone calls you and tells you that they can offer you loan forgiveness, Listen, is I you know, obviously politics is we never really said this, but politics is one thing that we're never really going to delve into very much. But whatever your beliefs are, if anyone tells you that they can offer you student loan forgiveness, that should be a red flag right there to let you know, hey, something is going on. I better not do this because, you know, there's a potential that I may get ripped off. But yeah, man, it's a growing epidemic, and I'm hoping that anyone who's listening to this podcast today, you know, and is listening to this segment can really take this to heart and just say, you know, yes, it's tough to have to go out there and struggle through all these student loan payments. But, you know, if you need to refinance, there are reputable companies out there. But just please don't just make sure that you don't get caught up into this these scams.
It's crazy because student loan debt is one of the biggest problems, I think, with people, you know, at least this generation, man, you know, the youngest generation trying to make it into the world. A lot of kids feel like they can't even buy a house because of student loan debt. And imagine if they're digging that hole deeper because they're getting ripped off. That to me is inconceivable.
Yeah, man. And again, you know, what ends up happening is, you know, like I said, they end up defaulting on their loans. They have to file bankruptcy because of the scammers. And you know, it's just a really bad eyesore on the whole, you know, student loan business or whatever. Oh,
what?
Oh, dude! What? It's back! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh, dude! Kill it!
Oh,
what the heck, man?
You know, Johnny, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, and I get up to go get a glass of water. And I get back to bed and I can't fall asleep. You want to know why?
Well, why is that?
Well, let me tell you what keeps me up at night sometimes, man. We work so hard during the day. We work so hard during the week that sometimes you don't slow down to just think about the simple stuff in life.
Yeah, you're right. You know, with the day-to-day, the hustle and bustle, man, you know, there are always those questions that you're like, man, does anyone have the answer to that? And but you're too busy to go research it or to find out what it is or to even know if it's real or not.
Yeah, man, you know exactly what I'm talking about, man. Because, like, I don't know, man. Like, if someone could tell me why the sky is blue or why, you know, there's 7 days in a week, and you just give me the straight, simple answer. Like, I don't know, man. My life just seems like it would be so much better. Like, here's a good example. Like, why doesn't glue stick to the inside of a bottle?
Dude, are you serious? You don't know why glue sticks to the inside of a bottle?
No, man. I seriously don't know why glue wouldn't stick to the inside of a bottle. It sticks to everything else.
Oh, man. Dude. I got you, man. I can help you with that. Now,
no. Okay.
You're probably sitting here thinking, you know, is it magic? Right? It's magic, right?
Yeah. It seems like magic to
me. Nah, man. Nope. Yo, man. It's just about a little bit of science and a whole lot about water. See, let me break it down to you. So you've got the regular white glue that, you know, most students know so well. The white glue is pretty much made up upon a variety of, like, different chemicals called polymers.
Yeah.
So what happens, okay, these polymers, they're long strands of either that are either sticky or they're stretchy. And glue manufacturers like Elmer's, which is the one you probably used in school, or Gorilla Glue, which is probably what you use on more household products, what they do is they try to find the right combination of sticky and stretchy polymers to make that best glue.
Ah, makes sense.
So white glue contains water. It acts as a solvent, and what that does is it keeps the glue liquid until you want it to stick. Now, once you open that glue bottle and you put that dab of glue on a piece of paper, the solvent, which in this case is water, is now exposed to air.
So what happens? Interesting.
Yeah. So what happens is the water eventually it evaporates and it changes it from a liquid to a gas. And as the water evaporates, the glue dries and it hardens. So, you know, that's why you get a crusty glue on your fingers whenever you put on your fingers.
Man, this is good stuff.
Yeah, man. And so, you know, when you do that, all that's left are the sticky polymers that holds things together. And that process, it's called mechanical adhesion. Say it with me.
Mechanical adhesion.
Perfect. So why doesn't glue stick to the inside of the bottle, you ask? Well, again, when the white glue is inside the bottle, there's not enough air inside the bottle to cause the water to actually evaporate to make the glue sticky. So basically the bottle protects the glue from the air and it keeps the glue runny. So if you ever let the top off the glue bottle for a while, you may have noticed that what happens? The glue dried up.
Ah, man. When I was thinking about this last night, I could not have envisioned a better answer, man. That was awesome. Thanks,
well,
bro.
Well, you know, man, it's so funny that I couldn't believe that you didn't know that answer, man. But one of the things that I've always wondered is, dude, is it really unsafe to hold a fart?
Wait. Is it really did you say, is it really unsafe to hold a fart?
Yeah, is it really unsafe to hold a fart?
Listen, man, I know the answer to that. I know that. Listen.
Wait, are you serious? Oh, no way.
Yes, I do. I do. I my doctor and I had a conversation about this about 6 months ago. Now, most people think, right, like a fart is basically just methane gas, right?
Right.
So it's gas that is in your stomach and it's used in the digestive process, okay. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So people think, you know, if they're in a public setting, if they're at work, at church or something like that, you know, social norms dictate that, yeah, you shouldn't be passing gas in those scenarios. You know, there's an audible sound and, you know, there's an olfactory sense as well.
Okay.
So it comes down to this. A lot of people think, okay, when I'm in these settings, I don't want to pass gas. I don't want to let it rip. I'm just going to hold it in. But I bet a lot of you people think, and Johnny, you probably think this as well, when you hold it in, okay, it probably just goes away.
Well, you know, you hold it in and you figure, yeah, it just basically evaporates into your system and, yeah, it just pretty much disappears.
Well, I think that's where you're wrong.
Huh.
There is a special vein that goes up the back of your spine all the way to the tip, to the base of your neck, to the base of your brain.
Wait, do we all have this vein?
Oh, we do. What it does, it facilitates oxygen distribution between your body, you know, from your toes all the way to your brain. And every time you hold in a fart, what happens is that vein, that vessel basically, that main artery actually takes that gas and brings it up to the base of your brain. Now, have you ever been in a situation where you're talking to someone and inevitably it's like during a very important meeting and you just lose your train of thought?
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely, man. I think it's happened a couple of times.
Well, what that actually is gas from months, maybe weeks, maybe years of just stored up farts that actually enter the base of your brain. And what it does is it actually blows away brain vessels in that moment and essentially blows away your memory.
Dude, wait a minute. So whenever I'm talking to somebody and I completely forget what I'm saying, is that why that's called a brain fart?
Bingo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Wild, huh?
Dude, that's crazy, man. I can't believe it.
But, man, see, stuff like that, you know, science has proven that stuff, you know, but like, I don't know. Other questions that I have are like, why are there blank pages at the end of books?
Dude, are you serious?
Yeah, I mean,
you seriously don't know why there's blank pages at the end of books?
I mean, seriously, it seems like a waste of paper.
Dude, I thought everybody knew that. Okay, hold on. So, I'll kind of tell you why it is today, but there's another reason why it was in the past. So the reason there's blank pages at the end of books today is for authors to be able to have signature pages. So, you know, say the author goes on a book tour and people want to come up and get their book autographed. You know, there's anywhere between 3 and 4 signature pages for the author to be able to, you know, maybe write a half a page of something or just sign it or whatever.
Oh, man, that makes sense.
But that's why there's blank pages in today's world. Why there's blank pages at the end of the book. However, in previous times, you know, if you want to go back to like the late 1800s, early 1900s, what would happen is, you know, the copyright laws were a little bit differently. So what would happen is that everyone who did even the slightest bit of something would want to get into the book. And so what would happen is, okay, you know, Gerald over here may have colored the page from white to blue. Donnie over here or, you know, Bainsbridge over here may have, I don't know, maybe he would have cut the paper to fit the binding of the cover exactly correct.
Well, guess what? All these people wanted credit for the work that they did, regardless of how insignificant it was. So when you go into these older books and you see, you know, blank pages, in the older books, you might see 6, 7, 8 blank pages, where today you may only see 2 or 3. Well, the reason that was is because they didn't know how many people was going to end up signing this book or putting credentials on this book for the stupidest, most minuscule things that they did, with if it was binding the book, if it was cutting the paper on the book, if it was typing up the first 2 pages and maybe someone else typed up 3 pages. Everybody had to get their name in the book, no matter how insignificant the work that they did was. Isn't that crazy?
That is insane, dude. I've never heard of that, but it makes so much sense.
Dude, go look it up, man. Like I said, it's out there. I can't give away my sources, man, but if you do your research, I can tell you that it's out there and it's a proven fact.
Dude, this is good stuff, man. This is good stuff.
But that dude, works. That is crazy, man. That's freaking crazy. And again, man, I guess it kind of goes back to the fact that maybe, you know, there's some things that you know that, you know, that I don't know, and there's things I know that maybe you don't know. And you never know who out in the world feels the same way, because it kind of give you, you know, kind of one more question that I have that I just cannot understand and you know, don't know kind of where it all came from. But yeah, why do men have nipples?
Can I take this one?
No way. No. Hold on. You know why men have nipples?
All right, man. You may not have paid attention in biology class, but here's how this works. As you know, whenever we're conceived, we all start off as females. You know, we're all female, you know, until testosterone kicks in. And when testosterone kicks in, that's, you know, what determines if we become a male or not, depending on the chromosomes. So what happens is we're all born with nipples, because if we're females, at some point we need to breastfeed. But what happens immediately in the conception process is 50% of all fertilized eggs become male and the other female, so the species could survive. So then you may wonder, it's like, then why do males still have nipples until they die? Well, it's not just a vestigial artifact of the womb. There's actually a good reason why men still have nipples.
I'm listening.
Have you ever tried to walk around with an ear infection? You ever notice, like, you know, you could lose your balance and, you know, your equilibrium could be off?
You know what? I've never had an ear infection, but I could see where that could be the case.
Yeah, absolutely, man. People get vertigo and all kinds of stuff. So what happens is, you know, your ears stabilize yourself, but so do your nipples. So in other words, like, and I don't recommend, obviously, anyone trying this, but if you were to remove one of your nipples, your core center of gravity would be thrown off.
You gotta be kidding.
So much so that when you're laying down on the couch, you'll actually feel like you're standing up.
Dude, are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Your nipples are basically what keeps gravity and your body aligned.
Oh my gosh. Dude, crazy, right? I had no clue. I had no clue. No lie. This is... Dude, if for no one else, this alone, man, has got to be the most informative and productive time that I've spent, you know, filming the show with you.
I feel like I'm a much smarter guy.
What you talking about, Willis?
Hey, Johnny, this has been an extremely informative show today.
Jay, I cannot believe how much I've learned today. I mean, just that...
Dude, hold on.
What?
Dude, the roach is back. Oh my god.
Dude, where is it?
Dude, I'm going to put an end to this right now, man. Oh my god, dude. Give me my shoe. All right, man. Let me sneak up on this guy.
Dude, do you have a clear shot? Do you have a clear shot?
Yeah, dude, I got him. I got him.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Dude, oh. I think the little guy's trying to tell us something.
What the hell is that?
Dude, grab the mixing board and try to turn down the frequency or turn up the frequency to try and hear him.
All right, okay. Dude, I could almost make it out.
Dude, we've almost got him, man. Turn it up higher.
All right. All right, how about now?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I just want to be your friend.
Oh, man, the little guy's not so bad after all, is he?
Yeah, man. He seems really, really nice. Do you realize what we've just done here? Dude, we may have just cracked the code of communication between insect and man. I mean, we could literally take this information and go to the Central Intelligence Agency with the...
He's dead.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Want to thank you for listening to our episode this week. You can find this on several platforms, primarily on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Also, be sure to follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at the number 2WO Best Friends. And just search for us on Facebook at the number 2WO Best Friends, and you'll be able to find our page. And, well, Jay, as we close it out every week, when you're 2WO, you're 2WO
for life.
For life.
The preceding announcement has been paid for by 2 Best Friends.